The world of thought is mesmerizing. But unless you taste your existence, whatever you have in your mind has no real value. Taste is a form of consciousness that connects you to your timeless nature, to the totality. When you fully taste your existence, there is no personal you. Only existence exists. We can experience taste in degrees. It's like the taste of grapes. You could taste one grape, then a bunch of grapes, then a bushel of grapes, then the whole vineyard. Each gives you the taste of grapes. This material is so simple and obvious, but at the same time, we're so far from it. When you wake up tomorrow, you'll think of yourself as a personal you, because you're accustomed to that. You're used to thinking of yourself as being this body. But what you read here may open a little window in your consciousness, a window that faces toward the light. You still have to go through your life on earth, but now you have a direction. Breathe and come to your body. Accept what you see of yourself. Whatever shortcomings you see, whatever crystallizations and misconceptions you find, just come back to the body. There will be a time when you understand that what you see is not you. It's as though you are in jail. At first you don't know it. Then you find out you're in jail. Then you search for a way out, but you can't find one. You ask everyone. You read whatever's been written about it. Finally, you find the key. You discover the walls were imaginary. You were keeping yourself there by not seeing your conditioning. All the conditioning that formed your personality is precisely what you need to make compost from so you can grow. At some point, you will see that even all your experiences, all the good and the bad, were exactly what you needed. Everything that comes to you is exactly what you need to become who you really are. That's the benevolence of existence. Looking at yourself has value only if you accept what you see. If you accept what you see of yourself, you are more willing to see it. In a moment of acceptance, your conflicts with what you see are resolved. The energy which is saved is needed to nurture the deeper aspect of yourself. Whatever you see of yourself is your temporary aspect, not the reality of your existence. Your eternal aspect is free from time and space. Connection to your eternal aspect frees you from the fear of death. Disidentification from what you think you are is needed in order to be born into the reality of what you actually are. Fortunately, you can take the first step by bringing body and mind together. That brings you from the passive state to the active state. The purpose of your existence is to find a bridge to connect your eternal and temporary aspects. The purpose of our life on earth is to connect to the wisdom that originates from consciousness and give it to the earth by bringing it to our earth, our body. Evolution means evolution of consciousness. Your ordinary life situations are important. They are there to support you to develop. They need to be given your best. Whatever you do, do it as well as you can. If you're washing dishes, get them as clean as you can. Do everything you do with that posture. Every situation has some food for us. When you are in a chaotic state, organize your desk and see what happens. Anything you need to do supports you to be more available to yourself and your life when you give attention to it. You need to know what you're doing and for what purpose. By bringing the mind to the activity of the body, you come out of the passive state. We need an organized way to relate to our real questions. We need some kind of map, so we can correctly place ourselves in relation to the whole of existence. What am I? Why does life exist? What am I supposed to be doing? And can I do what I'm meant to do? What is this body? What is this thought process that takes place constantly? What are these feelings I have that jump back and forth between feeling good and feeling bad, liking and disliking? Is this how I'm supposed to be? Why don't I know who I am? Why am I not in charge of my life? If we have a map, we may be able to create an organized picture and see what would be a useful first step and how to take it. Let's say your aim is to have a harmonious life, a meaningful life. How do you begin? What gives it meaning? And how do you know that? These kinds of questions create new possibilities. Otherwise, we live life on automatic and never question it. Our thoughts come and go, uninvited. We don't choose to feel the way we feel. We don't even choose to move the way we move. The four relationships give us a map, a starting point. The first relationship is the relationship to your physical body. Through your body, you are connected to all other bodies, to everything existing in the universe, to the whole of manifested existence. The second relationship is your relationship to the external world, to everything you see, everything you touch, everything you think, everything you feel. Everything you can observe is external to you. That's the second relationship. Most of us live only in the first and second relationships. The first relationship is supported by your instinctive nature. One grain of the total intelligence of the universe was given as a gift to participate in the formation and maintenance of your body. Your part is to be sensitive enough to that instinctive nature to not interfere with it too much. For the second relationship, we need to learn to do something well. You have to become a good baker, a good engineer, a good cleaner, good at something. That way, you could earn a living. You also need a little social skill. You need to be in charge of your tongue, so you don't antagonize people. The first and second relationships are very important, but only temporarily. They're important as long as we have this physical body. These two relationships help us have a better life. But life is eternal. It doesn't end with this 70 or 80 years, nor did it begin with the appearance of your body. You existed even before the manifested universe. You yourself are the meaning of existence. That's why the third relationship is so important. When you have the third relationship, you have an aim for your life. Without it, you don't. What do you want? You don't really know. You want many things, but having a real aim means one thing: to bring your mind, feelings, and body to work together in harmony with each other. When these three work together, a window opens up in your consciousness, and you receive conscious energy, the emanation of your true nature. With the light of that conscious energy, you can see things as they are. Whatever the light of consciousness shines on becomes transparent. You see through your thoughts, your feelings, and your sensations. That seeing becomes being and understanding.